This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427JOY949, email on air at joy.org.au or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
Over the weekend, a draft motion was put forward by a faction of the Liberal Party that, amongst other things, advocates to allow health practitioners to offer counselling out of same-sex attraction or gender transitioning, also known as conversion therapy. The motion was meant to be put forward in the upcoming Liberal Party State Council meeting, but Monday morning, Victorian Liberal Party President Michael Kroger intervened to stop the motion from being debated. With many wondering why conversion therapy is even something that is still being debated, The Informer's Darcy Meehan spoke to Paul Martin, a senior registered psychologist at the Centre for Human Potential, who specialises in conversion therapy treatment and is a former patient of conversion therapy himself, as they discuss the history of the practice and how he first got involved.
Well, it really goes back to my own childhood, where I was brought up in a conservative Christian evangelical family. And when I realised that I was actually gay, that was when all the fun started. Obviously, there was an internal conflict. I have what's called a concealable stigma, so I couldn't really be open about it because I knew I'd be rejected and seen as disordered. And I think way back then in the 70s, 80s, it was also probably illegal. And going to church every week, hearing about how these monstrous, kind of perverted people were out there, you know, looking for children to corrupt and things like that. So when I realised I was gay, it was quite a traumatic moment for me. So from there, going to the ex-gay movement, becoming a leader in the ex-gay movement for a couple of years. And the conflict and I think emotional distress and damage that that did really led me to want to work in this area, where because there are lots and lots of people who are unfortunately exposed to this type of dynamic and been similarly damaged.
To understand the harms of conversion therapy, it's important to first understand what it is.
Conversion therapy is really based on the premise that being attracted to members of the same sex, or even being, it also goes into gender at times, that if you're transgender, that God didn't intend for us to be like that. So therefore, anyone who's attracted to anyone of the same gender is somehow working out of God's plan, and they therefore have some sort of disorder, and that disorder usually comes from childhood. And conversion therapy is really counselling that is aimed to alter your orientation from homosexual, I guess, is the old word that we used to use, to heterosexual.
With most people understanding that homosexuality isn't a disease to be cured, who would actually seek such a therapy out?
It's usually people that have been exposed at a young age to a conservative theological framework and have absorbed that as being the truth. So therefore, when they do realise that they're gay or lesbian or bisexual, there's an automatic conflict in a sense that, my belief is that this is wrong, and yet I have become this, so there's something wrong with me. So they're the ones that are the most easily targeted, and they're the ones that will often go to the pastors, unwitting usually, pastors who will then refer them on to people who offer this type of therapy.
But legitimate qualifications aren't easy to come by for a practice condemned by the Australian Psychological Society.
There used to be a number of psychologists who would offer conversion therapy. I don't know of any these days, but I'm sure some would. But they tend to fly under the radar because the APS, the Australian Psychological Society, have made it very clear that the practice of conversion therapy is potentially quite damaging, therefore unethical. So there are however, a lot of Christian counsellors, and the problem is that you could call yourself a counsellor without any training, and you could put a shingle in the front of your door and say, yep, I offer Christian counselling, or I just offer counselling or psychotherapy. And so these people may have done some short courses. They might have even done a whole course from a college on counselling, and may be good counsellors. But if they had this belief that, you know, being gay is wrong and there's a disorder, what they're doing is they're actually looking for a problem that doesn't exist. And one of the problems with that is it can then memories, we have memories of memories. We don't actually have very good, accurate memories. So if the counsellor believes that the damage might be caused, for example, by the lack of love from the same-sex parent, and that needs to be worked on, or there was sexual abuse that caused the same-sex attraction, as they would call it, that therefore, or it might be a dominating mother, you know, that old kind of belief that people used to have that they had a submissive father and dominating mother and pushed her to be a big queen. And so that they would then, the therapy is then directed in that way. And so when I was involved as a leader in the ex-gay movement, before I became a psychologist, there was only many examples of people who went to counselling and they would end up hating their parents or hating their dad or, you know, this idea inside of their head that I must have had a bad relationship with my dad, but it might have been a good relationship. But because of that, they then blame their father or the mother or whatever for the fact that they're gay or lesbian, and it can cause a lot of problems with that as well. So the fundamental premises or the fundamental kind of beliefs underpinning conversion therapy therefore mean that the direction and the methodologies used in that treatment inevitably are not going to result in the outcome required. So there's a whole lot of interventions that are offered. You know, I remember when I was going through, we had tapes back then, but anyway, we'd listen to all these tapes, you'd do notes, you'd have these, you know, stop signs in your head whenever you had a sexual or romantic kind of thought about another, for me, another boy at the time, and all these sorts of things, and prayer therapy where they would be channeling the Holy Spirit. With the NBN now, it might be a little bit easier, but back then maybe it was more difficult, I don't know. But they sort of had a broadband connection somehow to God, and God would be doing the counselling. There would be group therapy and group support, and there'd be conferences and a whole range of things. But the actual process of conversion therapy is one that inevitably leads to failure. And if you're already conflicted about your sexuality, and if you already feel defective because you're attracted to people of the same gender, and then you keep failing because it's like, okay, I'm white, I'd love to be black, so I'm going to go to a counselor to make myself black. It doesn't matter how much I try, I'm never going to be black. I'm always going to fail. And that's the thing, is if you're gay, you're gay. You can't, it just doesn't work.
Both ironic and depressing, those involved in conversion therapy believe they're coming from a place of compassion, harming those involved in an effort to help them.
The people involved in this, I think, genuinely don't understand what they're doing. And they have in their mind, they have a very caring kind of response to people they see as suffering. And they will, ironically, look at the statistics, for example, of gay and lesbians being more, you know, they're much more likely to commit suicide, they're more likely to get involved in substance abuse, and so therefore that's proof that being attracted to people in the same gender is a bad thing for your mental health, so therefore that kind of supports it. The problem is it's people like that that are causing the damage that leads to people wanting to take substances in the first place, because they're sending out this message that you are disordered, you're going against the will of the person that created the universe, and you need fixing, and that's also called reparative therapy. So we need to repair the damage that caused you to be attracted to members of the same sex, and from that you will then become straight. And when I was involved, there were so many people that we would parade in front of the group to say, yeah, look, they're married now, and everything's fantastic, and they're the pin-up children of our of our movement. And, of course, you know, years later down the track, some would kill themselves. All of them have come out as being gay, and all of the people, except for one, I think, the relationship's dissolved. The damage to communities, to families is extensive. I've personally counseled hundreds, if not thousands, of people who have been scarred forever because of their involvement in this. And in terms of why is it now, with all of this understanding that we have, that people in, you know, politics are wanting to go backwards in terms of, you know, okay, the evidence is really clear. This doesn't work. It potentially does a lot of damage. In most cases, it does and can lead to suicide. So what's going on, which is a really good question. And what I've noticed over the years, and I started specialising in this area when my supervisor was saying, do not do this. And it was in the days where, you know, a lot of my gay clients were dying and all that sort of thing. And I was told, do not get involved with this because you'll be tarnished as a gay psychologist and you'll end up failing in your business. So those beliefs that were back then, a lot of people still have. Even if you go to rural places, suburban places, wherever, homophobia is still alive and well. And homophobia basically is the belief that being gay or lesbian or bisexual or transgender is wrong. There's something wrong about it, or even intersex, you know, even if it's biological. It's wrong. God created a very black and white kind of thing. Any level of diversity is not right. Or being gay is somehow defective and bad. And so these beliefs are still alive and well. And then when you throw another layer on top of it, which is conservative Christianity, that theology that says, you know, that man should not lie with another man. And when you interpret that, you know, literally, then you, in their minds, evidence that, yeah, well, God didn't intend us to be like that. So we need to do everything in our power to help those poor people become what God intended. And in terms of the political stuff, what I'm noticing is a bit of a backlash against what people would perceive as a political correctness gone wrong. So people are saying, you know, we've gone way too far with political correctness. We need to redress the balance so that people have freedom of speech, freedom to be who they are and express what they believe. And I think it's on the coattails of that that we're now seeing this backlash of, look, you know, marriage equality. A lot of people don't believe in that still. We need to bring some balance back. So, you know, reparative therapy or whatever it might be called, different ways, is okay and actually should be allowed.
That was Darcy Meehan with psychologist Paul Martin discussing the treatment and history of conversion therapy in Australia.
There is still more to come on Joy's The Informer, the news program from an LGBTI perspective.